This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Amid sustained nationwide street protests, U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday signed an executive order outlining some police reforms. The order will encourage police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities. These standards will be as high and as strong as there is on earth, said the president, as he offered this ominous warning to looters and lawbreakers.
There will be no more looting or arson. And the penalty will be very grave for those who get caught. Violence and destruction will not be tolerated. We cannot do that. The looters have no cause that they're fighting for, just trouble.
The measure also calls for certification bodies to train officers on de-escalation techniques and the use of force standards. Americans opened their wallets in May with a record surge in retail spending as U.S. businesses began to reopen after largely being shut down for weeks by the coronavirus pandemic. Sales jumped 17.7% over April, the most in data going back to 1992, according to the Commerce Department. The figure was twice what economists had forecast. Even with the improvement, however, the drag on the economy wrought by the coronavirus left retail sales down 6.1% from a year ago. The total number of coronavirus cases globally is now over 8 million, more than 2 million of them in the United States, where the death toll has topped 116,000. A new projection by the University of Washington says the U.S. death toll will reach 200,000 by October the 1st. China is reporting 40 more coronavirus infections today. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Monday that federal employment laws protect LGBTQ workers from discrimination. Mark Sherman from Associated Press offers this analysis.
The Supreme Court decided today that the 1964 Civil Rights Act, Title VII, which prohibits job discrimination because of sex and for other reasons, specifically prohibits discrimination against LGBT people. It says that employers cannot fire people because of their sexual orientation or their gender identity. It was a 6-3 decision, and somewhat of a surprise, it was written by Justice Neil Gorsuch, who is one of President Donald Trump's two appointees to the Supreme Court.
Along with Justice Gorsuch, conservative Chief Justice John Roberts also joined the majority opinion. North Korea has followed through on its threat to demolish the de facto inter-Korean embassy just north of the border, Pyongyang's latest move to ratchet up tensions with Seoul. Charles de Ledesma has this from Associated Press.
The move sharply raises tensions on the Korean Peninsula amid deadlocked nuclear diplomacy with the U.S. Seoul's unification ministry says the building in a North Korean border town was destroyed early afternoon, but gave no further details. News agency photos showed smoke rising from what appeared to be a complex of buildings, the agency saying the area was part of a now shuttered industrial park where the liaison office was located. The North had earlier threatened to demolish the office as it stepped up its fiery rhetoric over Seoul's failure to stop activists from flying propaganda leaflets across the border. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An investigation conducted on behalf of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has found that agency leaders violated NOAA's own scientific integrity policy in releasing a statement last year contradicting their own forecasters and supporting U.S. President Trump's false assertion about the path of Hurricane Dorian last September. NOAA is the agency that includes the U.S. National Weather Service. On September the 6th, NOAA issued a statement contradicting its forecasters in Birmingham, complimenting the assertions made by the president regarding the hurricane's path. In a report released on Monday, the independent investigating panel found that acting NOAA Administrator Neil Jacobs and former NOAA Deputy Chief of Staff Communications Director Julie K. Roberts twice violated codes of the agency's scientific integrity policy amid their involvement in the September 6, 2019 statement. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.